Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA, talking about cool in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, two great Superior Video Livestock Auctions this week. Superior Select Replacement Female Auction starts 1 p.m. Thursday afternoon. 5,300 head of replacement cattle will be sold that day on Dish Network 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Then Friday, 21,000 head will be selling beginning at 8 a.m. Central Time. That'll include yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, and more. Details on both auctions, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
In 2008, we got country of origin labeling as a part of the Farm Bill. In 2014, during the Farm Bill debate, proponents of cool defended it, saying you need to leave it alone until we know what the dispute panel of the WTO is going to say about it for sure. Proponents of cool prevailed in that discussion, but lawmakers did say we're going to have to take a hard look at this thing if indeed the dispute panel rules against the U.S. Yesterday, they did just exactly that. And now there's only one appeal left for the U.S. government before retaliation may occur on U.S. goods and services by Mexico and Canada. And according to Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they fully expect the Obama administration to throw one more appeal out to the WTO to see what happens.
We are expecting an appeal. They will have 60 days from today to make that decision. You look at all the effort they've expended on this issue so far. We have a hard time believing that they would all of a sudden give up any additional opportunities to appeal.
When it comes to this particular ruling, I know that the Canadian government, their suggestion has been all along to repeal cool as we know it. That's pretty well lines up with what NCBA has been saying as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. We only believe that Congress is the only group that can change this right now. We don't believe that the Secretary has the administrative or regulatory abilities to bring this rule into compliance. And right now, when you look at all these decisions, the best way to fix this is to repeal cool.
In your mind, we've already had a very quick statement from the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mr. Lucas, saying that this is a failed experiment, time to move on. Are you hoping that that'll be the attitude of a lot of members of Congress?
Well, I think it will be, just because I think folks have finally realized that, one, this is no longer just a beef and meat issue, that this is now going to impact all of the commodities and products on the retaliation list. Also, the WTO has pretty much run its course. Those who are proponents of cool continue to use that as a crutch, saying that the WTO needs more time to deliberate. I think we've seen that with three decisions against cool, they're not going to change their mind. So ultimately, we've got to fix it, and I think there's going to be bipartisan support to make that happen.
Anyway, to fix it outside of repeal?
Really, when you look at where this issue stands, the fact that we've been doing this for over 5 years and the consumer's not responding to it, it's just costing our side money. It's not adding any premium. It's not giving us any advantage. Really, the only thing to do is repeal country of origin labeling.
I know the statement from your president, Mr. McCann, he alluded to some of the damages to the U.S. cattle industry. It's not just Canadian cattlemen and Mexican cattlemen that have been hurt. The U.S. cattle industry has been hurt as well.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the discounts being paid on cattle of Mexican or Canadian origin, a lot of those cattle are also handled and raised in some part by U.S. producers. And so we have got story after story of producers of our own membership, of U.S. producers who have been hit in a negative way by country of origin labeling. They have lost money, and they've been doing so now for well over 5 years.
And for those that say that consumers have the right to that information, Woodall actually agrees, but he says the better solution is to let the marketplace do it, not have government mandate it.
Well, voluntary industry-led programs are the best way to do that. And we have numerous examples that are in existence right now that provide not only a branded product, but also a lot of cases provide where that country of origin is. We don't expect or think that the government could do anything right these days when it comes to our issues, much less market beef. So that's why we need this to be industry-led, not a mandatory government program like it is right now.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to remind you about the Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale they've got set for Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m., Apache, Oklahoma. About 800 head total will be offered, including 400 AI'd heifers off the Nott Ranch. For information, you can call Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998, Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale coming Saturday, November 1st. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.